Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, happy Friday. I am so glad that you are here today listening to this show because I have some advice for you. So, I'm literally sitting in my bed right now recording this because it's late on Friday night, and usually I record earlier in the week or earlier on Friday at least, but this week has just been like absolute hell for me, whether it was my health or my personal life or work. It was just like nonstop craziness. So I'm excited it's Friday night, and I'm kind of glad that I haven't recorded a show yet because I was debating whether or not I wanted to talk about a different subject, but then after I sent my VIP newsletters out and did some polls on my Instagram stories earlier this week, I was able to figure out what I wanted to talk to you about tonight. So the subject for tonight is, well, have you ever heard of that expression, you get what you pay for? Well, the same thing goes for you get, don't put a question out there if you don't want to hear the answer. So for example, I started at using the poll feature on my Instagram stories, and I was asking about business coaching and LinkedIn coaching, and do you want to learn more? And a lot of people said no. And then now I realize you can see who said no. So then you want to like not be their friend anymore because they said no. But why should I be offended when other people said yes? That is my target market right there. And it's just a new feature I was, you know, trying out where I used it again, and it was, do I want Doritos or Cheetos? And it's a whole like laughing matter. So if you're using a poll or asking a question and you don't want to hear the answer, then don't ask the question. So that's my own fault, like if I don't want to hear the answer. But I'm also using it to pitch, so it just made sense and I wanted to try something new. So of course you're going to be pissed in the beginning, because I was, but now I'm over it. And I'm like, well, I get, like, that's what I get. Like, I asked. So cut to earlier tonight when I sent out my VIP newsletters to a large group. And I really want to vamp up my brand in 2018 and get rid of some things, but like up other things. And my main focus right now is business and LinkedIn coaching, as well as travel planning and being a luxury brand consultant. Business coaching and LinkedIn coaching are my number ones. And then, of course, my side hustles like my eBay and my Poshmark store. You always need multiple streams of income, and you just always need to hustle. So there's mine. Just throwing it out there for you if you didn't know. So I sent out my email tonight. They usually go out on Wednesdays, but I sent one earlier this week because I was offering special holiday pricing for my one-on-one coaching. And the responses I'm getting back, I'm like, wow, really? But I'm asking the questions, and obviously I'm going to get a million different answers. And the questions were, what am I providing value? What day of the week would you prefer to get my newsletter on? Are you listening to my podcast or clicking any of the photos or any of the links in my emails? And even though I have access to that information and I can look at it on my phone in 2 seconds, I just want to hear and get replies back from the very large number of people I'm constantly emailing. Because if you're not providing value and content, like, what's the point of you sitting down your computer, wasting the time to type it up, and the other end isn't even reading it? And you can tell by your engagement, looking at your stats and who's opening and who's not opening and all of that fun stuff, the logistics side of our business life, right? So I've been getting like really great feedback, and then some are like legit straight to the point, and that's what I need to hear. But if I'm putting it out there and I'm asking questions, are you getting value out of my email? And your response is no. Well, why? Because that's how I can improve my business and my brand and my emails. I don't want to sound like I'm constantly selling. I want to be constantly providing value. But the thing is, when you run a business online, you are all over the place on your social media channels. So right now, I am providing a ton of free content on LinkedIn throughout the entire month on my Leverage Your LinkedIn video series. I'm also blogging every single day this month on Medium under my how-to series, which is all about organization, how to be and stay organized. And then the second week was all about business. So I gave a ton of business tips away, social media tips. This week is all about beauty. Next week is all about travel. And the last week is health and wellness. It's nothing but content and information. And people that read my emails and are on my VIP newsletter list might not be clicking the link that I'm sending them. Look at my Medium page. There's a new blog every single day. They probably don't even know what Medium is, because a lot of people have been responding like, what is this Medium that you're on now? Like, what is that all about? So if they're not on LinkedIn, then they're not getting access to all the free videos that I've been putting out every single week this month. And then if they're not on Instagram, then they're definitely not watching my stories, where I'm constantly putting out content on my stories and on each post on my Instagram. So now that I'm getting that feedback, it's really teaching me that I need to somehow sum that up in one chunk, so that my readers of my email list, one, don't unsubscribe because I'm not giving them anything that they care about. The whole point is to give them value and content and share what's going on in my life. And if they're not on all my other social media channels, they think I'm just like spamming them constantly, and because they're not clicking the links when I say click here. So I need to somehow sum all of that up, like I said, and put it in one email that I send every week in a way that people are going to want to watch that or realize what they're missing if they are on that specific social media page. Because I am sharing a ton of content and strategies and lessons and tips and tricks and all of that stuff. But if you don't see it and then you receive an email from me and it sounds like a salesy, like, that's not okay with me. So I'm glad that I'm putting these questions out, because I'm getting the answers that I need to hear. Not necessarily I want to hear some of them, but I mean, you get what you pay for, right? So same thing with this. I'm asking, so I'm getting answers that I may or may not want to hear, but I'm specifically asking them for a reason, because it's my brand and I want to make it the best that it can possibly be. And in order to do so, I want to ask my audience, like, what are you missing? Like, what do you want to see? So if they're not, like I said earlier, going to my other pages when I say click here, then maybe my best route is to make them a video every week and kind of like sum up like exactly what I'm doing every single week on every single social media page. Because a lot of people might be super corporate and not living in the social media land that I'm living in, and never check their LinkedIn. So they would have no idea about my Leverage Your LinkedIn video series and how I'm constantly providing content on that, or my how-to series on Medium, if they're not playing the game and clicking the links or watching my videos anywhere else, like Instagram stories, like I said. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. I just wanted to remind you all that as a business owner, all you want to do is grow and be the best that you possibly can be. And you do want to send out emails like this to your VIP list or put it out on social media. Like, what do you want from me? Like, what can I provide? What kind of value and content do you want to see from me? Because that is your number one way to increase your sales, get new clients, and just constantly provide great content and value so that other people want to follow you and connect and engage. And that's like what it's all about, right? Engaging and networking and building each other up and building our brands for each other and ourselves as well. So I'm glad that after a crazy week, I like taught myself this lesson. I really want to prepare a lot of stuff for 2018. It's just taking me a lot more time than I thought it was going to be. So by putting out that email, it kind of put me in a different path that is actually going to be a lot easier than what I was originally going to do. So I think that videos may be my go-to. So that's all I have to say for tonight. So if you guys have any feedback on this podcast, I would love to hear it. Just come visit us in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. It's private, and that's where we all converse after the shows. So I'd love to hear your two cents on this topic. If you've done Instagram polls, you didn't like the feedback, or they worked like tremendously in your favor, or if you've ever sent an email out like I have that was specifically asking for responses and information back, and not necessarily, you maybe didn't really know what you were going to get back, but in the end, you feel like me and you're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, I'm so glad I did that, because you really learn a lot about yourself and it only helps you grow. And P.S., sorry about that loud, annoying noise, because somebody on a Friday night is deciding to clean their carpets across the street from my house. So annoying. So sorry about that. And my cough. So if you guys, like I said, want to chit-chat about the subject, I'd love to hear your feedback. And if these things have ever happened to you and your pros and cons, I'd love to discuss it more. So if you want to come visit us in the Happy Workaholic Podcast, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. So until next time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com. or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.